Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be with you again. And I do praise the Lord. I thank Jesus for you people. Your support monthly to us helps us do what we can do. Amen? The basic schools that we feed and sponsor some children, I have went back to one of them the other day. Flo is the woman that runs it. And she told me that the government will not let her license her school because she doesn't have a filing cabinet. She doesn't have a playground. So when I go back up, she's going to have a filing cabinet and she's going to have a playground because of people like you that help us. Amen? Now, I don't have too big an area for the playground. It's not much bigger than this stage, but we will develop something, get some old used tires and put them in the ground. And I've got a carpenter buddy that's going to build a little two-swing thing for them, you know, so she can get licensed. Because if you were just spent one day with Flo and those children, you would just fall in love. She's probably got one of the better basic schools in all of the western side of the island. Amen? So I have a message here. I want to get through it. I hope I do. You keep praying for me. And the title of this message is Clear Cookies and Try Again. I'm a BlackBerry fan. Oh, great. They got a new one, Android, now, you know. And one day I was trying to retrieve my email from my phone. And I kept getting this notice. WAP, Authentication? Authentication token. Clear cookies and try again. For the love of me. I didn't know what in the world that meant. So I went to bed. But it got me thinking, what in the world is WAP? It said, WAP, clear cookies and try again. What in the world is WAP? And I went to bed. And that night at 1:30 in the morning, the Lord woke me up. And he said, your WAP is your worship, your authority, and your priesthood. So then I started to study that. And I will try to give you what God gave me. See, what cookies is sin. Clear the sin and try again. And it was keeping me from getting authenticated. How do you say that word? Authenticated with God. Sin keeps us from being authenticated with God. Keeps us out of a relationship with him. Am I okay? What cookies are keeping me from having clear 24/7 access to God? Sin. Some of you may say, well, I don't sin. Wait a minute, we just got a sin there. It's called lying. Are you hearing me? John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 says this. But the time is coming. It has, in fact, come. When what you're called will not matter and where you go to worship will not matter. It's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's what the kind of people the Father is looking out for. Those who are simple and honestly themselves before him in their worship. In John chapter 4 and verse 24, it says, God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That's in the God's Word translation. So then I got it. If I will be who God has called me to be, from the foundations of the earth, I'll be walking in true worship and then be authenticated. If we will do what God has called us to do and walk, that is true worship of God. What has God called you to do? We know what pastor is called to do, is to lead this wonderful church. What has God called you to do? We see the worship team up here who led worship today and helped us enjoy the fellowship of God. And you see, if we keep in right relationship with God, then we can do what God has called us to do. So we must worship God from our spirit, where the Holy Spirit resides in me, and then I will be engaged in truth. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. Am I okay? He's our guide. He's our helper. He is in us to help us be who we are. You see, when we have right relationship with the Lord, we can be walking down the street or go to Walmart. That's a great place. And all of a sudden, God will bump us into somebody that's at that store. And if we've got our WAP right, if we cleared the cookies and got them away, we can say something to that person, and we can pray with that person, and we won't be afraid to pray with that person. If you're afraid to pray for somebody in public, then you haven't got your WAP straightened out. If you're afraid to see somebody that's having a problem and be able to go up to them and say, listen, I've got an answer. If you're afraid to do that, then you haven't got your WAP right. Amen? Are you hearing? Some of you are hearing, but you don't want to say yes because you know you haven't got that area right. See, this great thing about being a traveling minister, you can say things and leave and you don't have to come back next Sunday. And you can leave trouble for the pastor. So I must worship from my spirit, where the Holy Spirit resides in me, and then I will be engaged in truth. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is our guide. He is our helper. He is in us to help us be who we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, when you got saved, you became the righteousness of God. And the only way you can maintain the power of that is by being in right relationship every day with the Lord. Oh, let me ask a question. If you're not saved, raise your hand. I thought he was going to raise his hand there. You scared me, man. What do you worship people but like that? I thought he was raising his hand. So everybody here is saved. Everybody here has given their heart to the Lord, and they're in right relationship with God. Amen? So then we can all leave the church now and go walk on a street and find somebody to pray for. Or we can determine that this week we're going to locate somebody that needs Jesus. And we're going to invite them to church next week. And then pastor's going to send me an email and say, wow, look what happened, Brother Bob. So it says, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin. That's who? Jesus. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When you accept Jesus into your heart, you become the righteousness of God. You are a different, renewed, full of the power of God person. You may say, Brother Bob, we've been saved a long time. You still need to hear this. You need to hear this, that you are a powerful somebody. You are not a nobody. You have the answer for any person that comes to you with a situation, and that's Jesus. Amen? Psalms chapter 11 and verse 7 says, for the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. The Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. Jesus, come into my heart and fill me, and I become righteous, and Jesus loves me. Amen? When you pull up to a traffic light in Montego Bay, more often than not, someone comes to the window. Give me something. Now, I'm not one that gives those things. But if I have the opportunity, and if I am led, I give them something. The word of the Lord. I pray for them. Amen? Now, I've gotten trapped lately because some of the children in an area called Ramble Hill come to our church on Sunday morning. And it's, sometimes I'll pull up the traffic light and it'll be one of them begging something. Well, what am I to do? I have to give them something because Sunday morning they're going to see me in church. Amen? It's a place called Ramble Hill. It's very, very poverty-stricken. And our pastor sends a bus, two buses, every Sunday and loads them up and brings them to church. Amen? For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. How good is that? It doesn't matter what you do in the natural. Pastor, businessman, mason, chef, housekeeper, unless you first become the righteous of God, you have little success. Amen? So the first thing was my worship. The second thing is my authority. WAP. Worship, authority, and the last thing is priesthood. My authority. Look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. It says, then God said, let us make humans. Everybody that's a human, raise your hand. Some didn't raise their hand. Everybody that's a human, raise your hand. Right. He just briefly put it up. And God said, let us make humans in our image, in our likeness. Let them rule the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the domestic animals all over the earth, and all the animals that crawl on the earth. Look here. God has given us authority. We have power. We can rule. Our authority is given by God the Creator. We are not nobodies. We are somebodies. We are full of God's power. When we walk down the street, we need to know we're full of God's power. When we wake up in the morning before we pray, we know we're full of God's power. We know we have a personal relationship with Him. And when we talk to Him, He's going to talk back to us. All the time. We are called and anointed to be in authority. We're called and anointed to be in charge. We have the answer. What kind of leader are you? Are you a leader with authority? Or are you a leader that don't know who you are and ineffective? See the teenager back there? You're a leader. When you go to school, you're a leader. You hear me? He says, yes. Psalms 47 in verse 3 says, He brings people under our authority and puts nations under our feet. What a responsibility pastor has. He brings people under his authority, and then he's responsible to feed you the right thing. Amen? But God doesn't give us responsibilities if we don't have the authority, and we don't have the power, and we don't have the know-how. Amen, dear? Are you a tyrant or full of mercy and grace? Some leaders are tyrants. We must be full of mercy and grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 8 says, For even if I boast a little too much of our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not destroying you, I will not be ashamed. Tyrants are not like God. People with God's images and likeness are full of mercy and grace. Just reach your hands up towards me and pray for me. Amen? So I have more revelation. Just pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. People with God's image and likeness are full of His mercy and grace. So our worship and our authority. And the last thing is our priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let me break this down a little bit. Chosen generation. That means you're picked by God. Royal priesthood. You're not the Pope, thank God. You're royal. The nation of a foundation of power. Royal priests have godly power. So you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You might say, I'm not a nation. God doesn't think the way we think. You are a nation. A special person. How or what do you think of yourself? What do you think of yourself? When you lay down at night, what do you think of yourself? We must think of ourselves as God thinks of us, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, full of worship, full of authority, a priesthood. Amen? Amen. This may be seem very short, and I hope you got something out of it. My special thing today, as I was praying last night and thinking, was that I would like to pray for anyone that needs prayer. I would like my wife to join me, pastor, if he feels led. And anyone that needs prayer for anything, I would like you to come forward. And this is okay? Yeah, and we can pray for you, because we are a royal priesthood. We have the power of God. I know this is short. I know this is sweet. But this is what God told me to do. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So if you need prayer, if you don't need prayer, still come up. And we will lay hands on you. And who knows what God may do for you? Amen? So if Mary and Pastor can join me. I would love to just lay hands on you and pray for you.